Welcome to the Akashic Reading Podcast, presented by AkashicReading.com, the place where you can learn to access your soul's wisdom, or at least stop digging the hole any deeper. I'm your host, Terry Uktana, and today we'll be looking into manifesting your spiritual path into a career. The 21st century is one of the most amazing times to live in. In the past, we embodied knowing our path was preset. Agrarian societies resist change and innovation, instead valuing time-tested traditions, legacy, and building on existing structures. So being born into a farming family meant you would be a farmer or married to one. Choosing to be born into a smith's family meant you would inherit the smithy. Caste and feudal structures also valued these things, and so the centuries went by. To have a calling or path other than these things was not only exceptionable, but notable, most often occurring within the elite classes. It marked the person as special and outside the community in one way or another for their entire lives. You can see this in the Bhagavad Gita, in the origin stories of the Buddha and Jesus, as well as the biography of Black Elk, just to point out a few examples. However, since so many millions of people no longer live an agrarian lifestyle dependent on the seasons, scores of people are no longer tied to a daily round focused on food production and survival, and our basic needs are met with a minimum of effort, having a path no longer requires a calling or a special place within the community. So while it is still valid to want to follow a traditional monastic life, to live apart in spiritual community or off the grid, it's not necessary in order to have a deeply spiritual life or to dedicate our life to spiritual service or path. In fact, we've come so far, we've almost come full circle. From ancient times, where those with a calling were being supported by the tribe in return for their service, to removing ourselves from the urban societies in order to create spiritual communities, to finding a new tribe globally and once again being supported by the tribe in return for our services. As tribe often connotes geographic ties, which many of us no longer have, we've switched to calling it community for the most part. And we accept payment via credit cards, cash, money orders, and a host of other methods because it's hard to send chickens and goats through FedEx. However, the principles are still the same. There are more and more people on planet, more and more of those are living a life which is materially secure, and therefore can focus beyond survival. And so more and more of us are choosing embodied lives which provide another level or facet of becoming, living not only for ourselves, but to be in service. With all we've gained through this transition into modern life, we've forgotten quite a number of things as well. Some of this is knowledge of what it takes to move into service or to manifest a spiritual calling or path into what we think of as a career. As many people find out, it's not as easy as figuring out what you want to do or are good at, setting the right intention, and then living happily ever after. Manifestation is a co-creative act, which both creates something new from the raw materials outside and inside, while at the same time transforming us in the process. In manifesting our path or career, we are both manifesting and manifested, both changing others and being changed. So whether you're a healer getting ready to set out your shingle, an artist, or an entrepreneur, the following points apply when working to manifest your service into a career, which will become your life and support you in living it. First, you have to make the internal transition from, I hope to be this when I grow up, to I am this. Many people misinterpret this step as setting an intention. Setting intentions is a necessary step to manifesting, don't get me wrong. To set an intention, well, you need to spend time getting clear on what it is you're doing, how you wish to do it, and what direction you're going to head in order to start doing it. However, Most people are taught that setting the intention somehow magically starts the manifestation process. Think the right things, repeat them, keep them in mind, and that will start the ball rolling. The problem is, the mind doesn't actually do things. Without the body, the soul, and the emotions, it's a bit helpless. So just setting a mental intention, while it will do some things as long as you're thinking about the intention, it suffers from attention deficit. It's a closed loop, which is only effective when we're putting mental energy into it. What is required to initiate manifestation is a shift out of thinking about our intentions to a full-body knowing of our intentions. For example, there's a great difference between thinking we intend to become a dancer and knowing we are a dancer. This change may be influenced by externals, as we are co-creating our existence, and so input from the outside is a factor. But in truth, the change happens when we accept and transform from the state of becoming into being. When working with clients and students, I use the term claiming. When we claim the truth that we have become something, it is no longer an intellectual exercise. Claiming is an emotional process which involves our body. Claiming we are no longer a survivor of abuse but a thriver, that we are a college graduate rather than a student, that we are a member of a community rather than an outsider looking in, transforms us physically and emotionally, allowing our mind to incorporate this new aspect of ourselves into our identity. Our mind doesn't have to concentrate on it consciously. This new aspect becomes an accepted part of ourselves we no longer have to think about at all. It just is. So the first step to manifesting a path is moving out of the "I'm thinking about doing this" stage and entering into the "I'm doing this" or "I am this" stage. External validation will come in a multitude of forms in the short, medium, and long term. But if we wait for validation to claim who we are, we've attempted to use the cart to pull the horse. Second, you have to recognize you can no longer wear a costume. Most people entering onto a path are moving out of being an employee of some kind or another. Whether in a long-term career position, a string of tried this and been that jobs, or doing this work just to get by, the way we've gotten the bills paid is by working for other people. This requires we leave our real self at home and put on a required costume complete with mask. We put on our work clothes, our work attitude, set ourselves up for work expectations, and go do work activities, sometimes including connecting with work friends or schmoozing with work peers in order to climb the ladder to take on a new role and a new costume. While on the one hand, it can be stifling and soul-crushing, on the other, it can be very comforting. To wear a costume is to be protected. People don't see the real you. They see what they want to see, what you project, and react accordingly. We experience this directly when we see people in uniforms. We automatically tell military personnel, "Thank you for your service," but never bother to truly see their faces or even learn what the insignia means. So we can't tell if they've been deployed or even seen action. We see utility workers in our area and automatically ignore the actual people, trust being built into the uniform. But when we put ourselves out there with our own practice or business, we no longer get to wear our employer's uniform. We are the employer, as well as the employee, and what we are offering is ourselves. In these situations, wearing a mask causes people to react negatively, as they instinctively know we're hiding something. The public has long ago learned to distrust when people present a prefabricated facade in regular life, let alone in spiritual circles. With so much choice available in every aspect of life, the general public has begun to learn discernment and to look for those who are being authentic, both with us and with themselves. To be authentic in this situation means we need to separate out the employee habits we have created over time. For example, the concept, we will put in X amount of work and get X amount of benefit out of it. Or all we have to do is show up and everything else will be taken care of. That if we work hard and have the right intention, things will work out for the best. That all the objectives and expectations will be clearly laid out. And if we do everything expected, then we'll have succeeded and will receive specific benefits. To be authentic means we need to be truly ourselves in public, possibly for the first time. Just the thought of this can trigger anxiety and those dreams of being naked while having to give a public speech or take a test in class. Our logic brains can be very black and white, either or, when we are confronted with something so radically new and unknown. So what do we do instead? Just like any other healthy and proficient business person, we learn what our new role entails, what are appropriate boundaries, morals, and ethics, then build our service and our life with these as foundations. Third, recognizing manifesting is a full being process. Like childbirth, you are co-creating a new entity into the world using yourself as both the method and part of the materials. This means everything about you is in the mix, including your fears, your flaws, your weaknesses, unresolved issues, and everything you have yet to heal. For those who are healers or going into the healing profession, there's a phrase which comes up often: healer, heal thyself. This is not just a good thing to keep in mind, it's metaphysical physics. If there is something you haven't worked through yet as you turn over the open sign for your business, the need to work on your unresolved issue or issues is part of what is radiating out into the world as you're sending out the call for clients or patients. So those who are attracted to your practice will be those who harmonize with those things. Whether they need to heal their issues well, or they have healed them and are overly sensitive, therefore reactive, whether they are aware of this issue or not, all of them will stick pokey fingers right into those buttons triggering you over and over again. You can see this in spiritual leaders who've had bad boundaries around self-esteem, or sex, or relationships, as they try to make their students or followers into sexual partners, or make sex part of the process, or part of their payment for services with dramatic or traumatic results. You can also see this in therapists who always seem to get clients with this one particular issue, even though it isn't their specialty. There are too many examples to mention, as it's a common theme in healing communities. But it also applies to everyone who is working towards manifesting their spiritual path into a career. Manifesting is not just a mental or energetic process. Whether you're knowledgeable about the chakras and how prana manifests from the Akashics, through the body, into the world through our root chakra, or the Kabbalah's Tree of Life and how the life force manifests through and because of the Sephirot into Malchut, everything about us is involved in the manifestation process. Our bodies reflect, support, and participate in the manifestation process, although we only really pay attention when they're signaling something is wrong. Our emotions provide the movement of the process through the system. Our mind provides the creativity and the logistical plans, and then the soul creates the cohesion necessary for us to live the goal into being and support it as it moves past us into the world. We are both changer and changed, just like the carving of rock as the water passes over it, moment by moment. So being authentic does not require we be perfect or we be ready, but that we are honest with ourselves. Healer, heal thyself. Know what it is you need to work on and make this your first priority when starting to manifest your career. Manifestation starts from the inside out, so get your house in order, and things will flow more clearly and quickly from then onwards. Fourth, manifesting a path into a career is much more like having a child than you might think. Common wisdom says an entrepreneur of any stripe will be consumed with working 24/7 at the beginning, And in this case, common wisdom is both common and wise. This is true in the same way parents of a newborn will go without sleep and think of nothing really other than their baby and doing whatever it takes to keep the lights on while taking care of their baby. This isn't unbalanced, it's reality. Committing to manifest a path into a career is giving birth to the self. It's putting it out there into the world. The business or career which comes into being as a manifestation of your path won't be able to take care of itself at first, and like any parent, you won't be able to take your eyes off of it for very long. Sometimes you'll just want to look at it adoringly. Sometimes you'll be terrified by the what-ifs. Sometimes you'll be daydreaming of what could be someday, and other times you'll just want it to shut up and go away so you can stop thinking. This is normal, and like raising a child, it will pass. These symptoms can be lessened by building the business up gradually. Starting it somewhat as an after-hours hobby while you keep your day job can be very helpful, as can having a large nest egg before you get started, or working in collaboration, such as with a clinic or an art collective. What should be kept in mind is a business which has just been formed, like an infant, won't feed itself, care for itself, or care for you in any way in the beginning. Children shouldn't be expected to be serving our needs, doing things for us, making us feel one way or the other. Quite the opposite. We're here to take care of them. Yes, there is the bewildering and out-of-body experience of being the parent of a new being, but this wears off over time, which is normal and healthy. We need to be responsible for our own well-being during this beginning, keeping track so we get plenty of self-care when possible, we keep grounding ourselves in reality periodically, and we don't lapse into unbalanced needs or expectations. Fifth, our career will take 2 to 5 years to grow into an adult, more or less, depending. There are a lot of people out there in the world selling fantasies of instant success, manifestation, which is like winning the lottery, and everyone can do it, and success that allows us to be independent, wealthy, and happy if we just set our minds to it. Which is a bit like saying, if you give your kids vitamins, they'll fly through the terrible twos, skip the teens altogether, and start being productive members of society who are supporting us all within months after birth. It could happen. I'm sure it has happened in a few unique cases. And for the rest of us, it's not reality. Manifesting a healthy career, an entrepreneur's venture, a business of your own which will support you fully so you can live your best life, takes 2 to 5 years minimum and sometimes more. These are very, very general numbers, so your experience may vary, but it is something to keep in mind. Setting this expectation not only allows you to avoid the unnecessary negative experiences of struggling to make ends meet because you expected the finances to be something they aren't, or being abusive to yourself for doing something wrong when your results aren't magnificent in one aspect of the business or another or even all of them, or creating all-or-nothing scenarios which send you back to the drawing board again and again. Having this time frame in mind also allows you to see what you are manifesting as not a machine, which is required to produce and meet objectives, but as an entity, which is growing and becoming just as you did at the beginning of life. Eventually, the career you manifest for yourself will provide you the life you want to live, while at the same time, you will have become the person you want to be in order to participate in the life you have created. And the career will become a partner or significant other who seeks to do what is best for you and for it as much as you do. This creates the beneficial cycle you were imagining way back at the beginning, but usually in organic, multidimensional ways you had no way to imagine or predict when you started the process. This is part of the magic of embodied life, of co-creation, as we're not creating in a vacuum, and also one of the many benefits of manifesting a career from your spiritual path in an embodied life. And that's all the time we have this week. Next week, we'll be discussing 4 tips for getting clear spiritual answers and focusing your manifestation efforts. If you're interested in knowing more, check out my website, akashicreading.com. And if you're enjoying this podcast, please take a minute to show it some love on iTunes. Your comments are also appreciated. Thanks. Bye.